Sonia Prunbauer and Robert Hill performing Corelli's Grand Duo in E minor, Opus 86. We're featuring music by Beethoven and his contemporaries this week. This is the middle movement from Giuliani's Third Guitar Concerto. Ángel Romero is the guitarist with the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Raymond Leppard.
Thank you.
Angel Romero and the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Raymond Leppard, in the second movement from Giuliani's Guitar Concerto No. 3. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. There are many benefits to classical music, such as entertainment and education, but certainly none more worthy than healing. For over 10 years, Classical Guitar Alive has presented hundreds of hospital and hospice performances in its innovative music and medicine program. You can find out more on our website, classicalguitaralive.org. We're featuring music by Beethoven and his contemporaries this week. Texas Guitar Quartet member Isaac Bustos has arranged and recorded Beethoven's Egmont Overture, and he spoke about the piece.
You know, I've loved this piece. I've known this piece for so many years, and thinking about the capabilities of the guitar and also the technical capabilities within the group, I thought we could probably make this work. But the only challenge, I would say, in the piece was the big opening chord, which is a sustained unison F minor, well, F, just an unison F. And so I remember when we were trying to come up with a solution, you know, we were trying to try sustain, try this and try that, till we finally came to the conclusion that we're never going to be able to do it. We have to sort of reinvent what a guitarist would have done, for example, with that opening. So instead, we made it more of a blast, sort of percussive sound with a little bit of tambora, just to sustain the E minor sonority or the E sonority. And it's funny because, you know, you never think of doing Beethoven for those very reasons, because it's very challenging. So I think it worked really well, and it's just such a beautiful, beautiful piece. Very effective.
Thank you.
Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring music by Beethoven and his contemporaries, we've just heard the Texas Guitar Quartet performing their arrangement of Beethoven's Egmont Overture. And before that, we heard an interview with Texas Guitar Quartet member Isaac Bustos. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation, and Mike and Patty Morgan, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas, that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations and is heard worldwide on the web. Our other projects include our public television program for PBS stations nationwide, American Classic, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by the Cultural Arts Division of the City of Austin Economic Development Department and by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced at the studios of KMFA in Austin, Texas, with additional engineering support by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website and listen online anytime, classicalguitaralive.org. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
Monster.